Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news. What? Okay.
What's wrong?
Is this for real? Denzel has said he's ready to retire after Black Panther 3. What? Blake!
Oh my God.
Don't do it, Blake!
Oh my God.
This is like the worst news ever. All right. Okay.
No more Equalizer. No more.
Okay. Ray J threatened. Do you guys know this? Ray J threatened Pastor Jamal Bryant on Instagram Live.
I
got all my money on Jamal Bryant. just as a betting man.
And a Spirit Airlines flight is shot up as it tried to land in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. All that's coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Shaquetta in Clearwater. Shaquetta in Clearwater. Shaquetta writes, my best friend was secretly having sex with my brother. Now he's mistreating her and she expects me to talk to him. I've been ignoring her texts and I feel really badly for her, but my loyalty lies with my brother. Am I doing the right thing? She wants to
absolutely
know.
Family, ride or die, blood thicker than water. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Mm.
That's all.
She shouldn't say anything next to question. Her brother.
Next question.
Well, that is her friend.
Next question.
Wow. Christine
in Brooklyn.
My damn
brother, man. This
you're
is my brother.
He's trifling. Though.
Yeah. No, you're not going to say anything to him about mistreating this woman?
You
still
going to
be your brother.
She could just be getting my brother, man.
He's still going to be your brother.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I can't go with you on none of this. It's my brother.
Moving on to Christine in Brooklyn. Christine says, I'm 30 years old and dating the same guy I dated in high school because we have so much history. I've been on dates with other guys and he knows it, but he won't let me go. Should I settle because everyone thinks we're great together?
Well, did you hear what you said? You know it'll be a settlement. You said, should I settle? Just because y'all been together. What have I said on this show 1,000 times? If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. Mm-hmm. And if you ain't happy with what you're getting, you ought to stop what you're doing. Now, but always remember this now. If you marry him or let move forward, you're going to get more of the same and quite possibly less. He showed no improvement. You 30, y'all been dating since high school. How come this ain't went nowhere? Where is going? Because it's going nowhere. What's his plan? Does he have one? What's his future plans? And are you included in the plans for the future? So far, uh-uh.
So that's it. Okay. All right. All right, moving on to Montez in Kansas City. Montez writes, I looked over in the VIP section and my girlfriend was sitting next to her best friend and surrounded by a bunch of men wearing a lot of jewelry. I left and texted her that it's over and she's a groupie. Should I unblock her and hear her out?
What?
Well, you can hear her out, but you know, I mean,
you got rid of her.
What in the world is going on here?
I mean, you looked over there and it was surrounded by dudes with a lot of jewelry. Obviously, you ain't got no chain. So,
now, not a chain.
Yeah, your chain game short. Well, I got ready to say something, but I can't do that. Anyway, your chain game short, and that ain't what you do. Now, a bunch of dudes with the chains, you kind of made you feel some kind of way. What was she over there? I mean, hear her out, you know? Could have been she was with her friend and just ended up over there and she wasn't enjoying herself. Could have been that, you know.
Okay.
But I don't know.
What, Steve?
Some of these questions, you know.
But they know you.
If I look over there and my girl in the VIP section with a bunch of dudes with chains on, she can stay her ass over there.
Yeah, okay.
That's what he did. That's
yeah, he broke up with her. He quit her right at that moment.
Okay, cool. Then yeah. Now what you want?
Now he's second guessing himself. Did he?
Well, has she tried to get back at you? Has she go, wait, why are you not calling
me?
What's
say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay,
well.
He blocked her. Yeah. So even if she did try to call.
I just learned how to block somebody, and I'm not really sure it works.
He ain't got no bracelet.
Did you hear from him?
He ain't got no bracelet. He ain't got no earrings.
Yeah,
nothing. He just
no naked.
He just me. You sitting over there, me looking over there at Gucci Mane sitting over here going, "Damn,
Gucci Mane in the club in the VIP section."
He got the coolest name. I like Gucci Mane, so I just that's the one I go with. I'm a fan of his too.
Mm-hmm. All right, oh, well. So just go on with your life. Basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, dog, you ain't gonna get past this. So, you know, just let it be.
Wow. Find a new club.
All right, this is the last one, ZLO, the last one. This is from Ayana in Raleigh. Ayana writes, my husband has a second phone that I didn't know about. He said it's a work phone, but I'm not stupid because he is a high school health teacher and volleyball coach. Would I be wrong to call the school?
Dog.
I know. What does he need a second phone for? Would I be wrong to call the school and ask about his quote-unquote work phone?
Girl, you ain't got to call no school. Right. What teacher you know got a second phone?
Come on, common sense.
Girl, bye. What is you calling the school for?
You know the district ain't paying for nothing.
But, girl, and ladies, come on now. Yeah. You have this great gift that God gave y'all called intuition. It works. Why don't you use it? Mm-hmm. How many times, every lady can answer this question, how many times has your intuition told you this was wrong, and you did it anyway,
every time.
Said to yourself later on, I knew it. And been mad at yourself because you knew it.
Mm-hmm. Especially
what you calling the school for.
Excuse me. My husband is the high school health teacher and the volleyball coach here. Do you guys give second phones for them?
Ma'am, we're education department. All the kids don't have books. Why we give your husband no phone?
We don't have paid teachers. Yeah.
We trying to get this computer lab up in this school right here. We ain't buying no damn phones.
Ma'am, we not even teaching Black history no more. How do we get a phone?
Oh, you went deep with it. Come on, Junior.
One phone is for help. One is for volleyball.
Man, we don't even have no extra USB cords. What is you talking about?
All right. All right, CLO. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
Don't matter. Just don't curse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.